This is KNKX News. The fight against the new coronavirus will likely go on for months. Here in Washington, home to the country's first outbreak, healthcare workers have already been on the front lines for weeks. Nick Mark has been treating some of the sickest COVID-19 patients in intensive care units, or ICUs. He is a pulmonary critical care doctor. He splits his time between a few Seattle hospitals, and part of his job is connecting patients to ventilators. Mark spoke with KNKX's Will James about how the outbreak has changed his work and his life.
There's something very frightening and insidious about COVID-19, which is just the way it gets worse and worse and worse despite everything you're doing. You know, I've seen basically two ways that people with COVID present to the hospital. One is they come in a little bit short of breath. They generally get admitted. They get put on a little bit of supplemental oxygen. And then over the next few days, they get worse and worse until eventually I have to put a breathing tube in and put them on a ventilator. The other presentation is much more frightening. This is where somebody comes in, what we would describe as in extremis. They're in a very serious state. Their oxygen levels are extremely low. It's a very dramatic and terrifying presentation. And we've seen some of those too.
What is physically happening to them? Like, what is the disease actually doing to their bodies?
The coronavirus infects the cells of the lung. And in many people, that only causes a mild, or I guess I should say non-serious illness. In about 20% of people, it does serious damage to the lungs. And some of those people develop a syndrome called ARDS, or acute respiratory distress syndrome. And basically what happens is, you know, normally your lungs are this large surface area, really, really thin membrane in between air and blood that it's able to transport oxygen across. When you get inflammation of the lung, you get ARDS, the lung gets thick and it takes a lot of effort to expand. And it takes a huge amount of work. They have to use lots of muscles in their abdomen and their neck in order to get a deep breath. And so not only is it a very terrifying and uncomfortable experience, but they'll tire out, right? That's one of the big reasons why we put a breathing tube into people, is because it can be so much work for them to breathe that they just can't keep doing it. And we need to take over for them so they can rest. I guess the other thing that makes COVID different is not just the illness itself, but the number of people. You know, that there's serious constraints on hospitals by having to take care of so many people on ventilators all at the same time.
Have you ever felt overwhelmed at work during this outbreak?
Not yet. I definitely have had moments where I've sort of the reality of it has hit me. You know, generally when I'm getting ready to do like a high risk procedure, like putting a breathing tube in, assuming it's not a true emergency, I like to take, 10, 15 seconds and just sort of do some breathing, get very calm and in the zone. And I was doing that the other day before a procedure. And, the thought just hit me, I could get this. This is a high-risk procedure. I could die. My kids could grow up not knowing who I am. So in that instance, it maybe had the opposite effect of not being a super calming moment.
Right, you had time to think.
Yeah, sometimes when you slow down, the reality of the situation hits you that this is the biggest public health crisis of our time. This is the worst pandemic in a century. It's easier to process when you're thinking about one patient, one person at a time, or one day at a time. But I mean, you kind of zoom back and you think about it oh my God, this is a national crisis. This is going to affect, millions of people. That reality is pretty overwhelming.
Do you know any colleagues who have gotten sick?
I do, yes. Fortunately, all of my friends who have gotten this have had a non-serious illness. They haven't needed to go in the hospital. There are healthcare workers in the Seattle area who have needed to be hospitalized in the hospital where they work, and in some cases have been very seriously ill. In the hospital, because I'm doing high-risk procedures, like putting in breathing tubes, I usually wear a PAPR, which is essentially an air-filled hood over your head. It's got a little fan hooked up to it that blows clean air in. We also wear gown, double gloves, all-over scrubs. When I'm leaving the hospital, I discard my scrubs, put on new clean scrubs, just to sit in my car in, drive home, strip all that stuff off in the garage, wipe down everything, you know, my pager, my phone, leave it drying there, and then go inside, wave to the kiddos, take a shower, and then, you know, feel like I'm safe. You know, as an ICU doctor, one of the things that I like is that I'm pretty much able to leave my work at the door. You know, when my shift is over, I can transfer care to the next doctor and go home, be with my family. COVID is different because it's in the news, right? You go home from work and you drive down the street and you see people wearing masks. You know, you go to the supermarket and you see people wearing dishwashing gloves walking around the store. This is not something that I can leave at the door anymore. This is like, you know, 24/7 my life.
Have you had any patients who have died from this disease yet?
Yes. One of the things that has made this even more difficult is that in order to prevent this infection from spreading, we've limited the number of visitors in hospitals, or in many cases, actually, we just don't allow visitors. And so in some cases, what that means is that patients are dying alone, that their family can't come in to be with them. On one hand, it makes sense, right? You don't want family members to come into the hospital and be exposed. But at the same time, it's really sad when patients are, you know, they're not alone because they have staff who are holding their hand and taking care of them, but they can't have family with them at the end in some cases.
When you think about the days and weeks ahead, what is on your mind?
I guess I'm kind of thinking one day at a time. You know, I think we can get through this. We've gotten through, you know, difficult days already. There'll be difficult days in front of us. I think there's an element of uncertainty, which definitely makes me nervous. You know, I don't know when the peak will hit. I don't know how bad the peak will be. You know, I think the good news is that here in Washington State, a lot of measures to enact social distancing and to contain the virus were done early and aggressively. So compared to other places, we're seeing the number of new cases is going up at a lower rate. But I don't know what things are going to be like in a week or two. They may be much worse than they are now. I've never been scareder to be an ICU doctor, but I've also never been prouder.
That's Seattle critical care doctor Nick Mark speaking with KNKX's Will James.